Dellingpole, Greenpeace is just another branch of the UK government. By James Dellingpole on July 16, 2021. Have a look at this video footage of Enviroloon activists blockading a McDonald's meat plant in the UK. Do you smell a rat? I do. If you don't smell a rat, here's a suggestion: try filling a few buses and maybe a lorry with 100 of your smelliest friends. Drive to the nearest food factory and start blockading the entrance with bamboo constructions. Maybe, for added drama, you could let off a few smoke bombs. Now see how long it takes before the police arrest you for a breach of the peace. Or, better still, here's another idea: why not drive up Whitehall in central London and dump 625 kilos of plastic waste outside the Prime Minister's official residence at 10 Downing Street? Then you can see how long it takes before you get shot by the armed police who abound in that part of town. It won't be long, I promise. And rightly so. For obvious reasons, the area around 10 Downing Street and Parliament Square has more armed police per inch too than anywhere in Britain. If you start backing up a loaded truck outside the entrance to Downing Street, there is no way the police could allow you to get away with it. How would they know that the stuff you're about to dump doesn't contain high explosives and isn't the precursor to some terrorist assault once the gates have been blown open? They don't. The only way you're ever going to get away with it is if the stunt has been pre-arranged, with the willing participation of the Prime Minister's office. Like this stunt, for example. Stop plastic exports, it says on the side of the lorry, next to the Greenpeace logo. Meanwhile, an activist wearing a giant Boris Johnson head stands with his hands on his hips, as if in defiance of the authorities nearby. But no defiance is needed. That's because this is a classic case of bootleggers and Baptists, two apparently opposing groups agitating for the same cause. I doubt that Al Capone ever held secret meetings with temperance campaigners to ensure that the US federal government enforced prohibition. I do, however, think it highly likely that Extinction Rebellion, XR, Greenpeace, Fiends of the Earth and so on are on very friendly terms with the Boris Johnson administration, especially given that Johnson's Mrs. Carrie Symons is herself a hardcore green activist. The McDonald's incident above, for example, was quite clearly staged and reported by a compliant mainstream media in order to coincide with a grisly new report by the government's food czar Henry Dimbleby. Among the recommendations made by the rotund, millionaire, old Etonian posh fast food entrepreneur is that there should be a 30% reduction in the amount of meat we eat. Dimbleby's justification for this outrageous intervention in our personal lives is some eco-fascist drivel he has read somewhere about my environment. Writing in the executive summary, Restaurateur Mr. Dimbleby states, "Careful livestock farming can be a boon to the environment, but our current appetite for meat is unsustainable. 85% of farmland is used to feed livestock. We need some of that land back." Perhaps he even believes this tush. But whatever, Dimbleby is merely playing the useful idiot for a much more sinister agenda. As I noted when I wrote before about his noisome report, "You plebs need a meat tax," claims millionaire old Etonian food czar Dimbleby. This is all just another stepping stone to the new world order being imposed on us by the billionaire globalist elite who fly in their private jets to Davos every year and support the World Economic Forum's Great Reset. Once you understand what's going on, you see through these orchestrated stunts straight away. The reason for Boris Johnson's green agenda is the Great Reset. The reason LBC gives acres of free publicity to an XR protest outside McDonald's, which no one would have known about if they hadn't eagerly reported it, is the Great Reset. The reason for Henry Dimbleby's report on sustainability, a favorite buzzword of the globalist cabal, is the Great Reset. The reason Greenpeace get a free pass to drive a lorry up to the gates of Downing Street and dump loads of trash there is the Great Reset. Believe me, unless you're the kind of person who used to fly by private jet for weekends with Jeffrey Epstein on his island, the Great Reset is not something which is designed for your benefit. Well, not unless you're into eating insects, owning no property and being treated like cattle by your New World Order overlords.